I have a question for you in the beginning. Who of you plays or used to play any games, sports, soccer, volleyball, basketball, football? What else is there? Tennis. Could you raise your hands? Okay, good number. Who of you haven't played any sports? Think you are too young to play. Well, I'm glad that you respond because you understand what I'm talking about tonight. Well, as you all played in games and sports, you know how it's difficult to be in the team, to go for the practices, to listen to the coach, to come on regular basis a few times a week and do those difficult workouts and simply spend a lot of time on the sport. And you cannot not to listen to your coach, or you cannot quit coming for the practices because you won't be able to play the game. And as you for sure know, it is exciting to play the game, yeah? It's you experience the joy of winning or the bitterness of losing, all those emotions, and it's so great to play the game. But that same game, from the point of view of somebody who only watched the game, is totally different. Because how many times have you watched the game only and you can recall that you were knowing everything about the game? You knew what wrong movements players did, what they were supposed to do better, and you were the really specialist from the visitor point of view. Something similar happens in our life when it's about the faith. We can be fans, those who watch, those who know the best about, know everything about the church, commandments, Jesus, and how it should be done better, and everything. We are simply great watchers and we know the best, but we don't play. But you can be also team member. All of you are called to be team members. Those who really sacrifice time, talent, and treasure for the game, for kingdom of God. If you are in the team member, you have to listen to your coach. Who is the coach? Jesus Christ. And he gave us the church to listen. And God said it very clear today. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to him. If you are a team member, somebody who takes seriously the kingdom of God, you take care of your life and friendship with Jesus. You struggle with prayer. You try to find time to pray, to go to the church, to read the Bible, to receive sacraments, to give good example. And we all know how difficult it is. But this is the basic choice which we have. To be fan of Jesus, who simply watch it and say, okay, this is great. Okay, but I'm not going there. It's not for me. Let others, you know, pray and go for confession and do fasting, stations of the cross. I have better things to do. Or you can be team player, part of the church. Somebody who breaks sweat fighting for Jesus and fighting temptations. And we see tonight Jesus taking three of his guys to the mountain, Peter, James, and John. Why those three? I don't have really big answer. This was his way, only those three. But they are part of the team. He doesn't take the crowds to reveal it to them. He takes those three. And they experience the glory of Jesus. But it's only, this is preparation for what will happen in a few days on the another mountain, on the another side of the town in Golgotha, that Jesus will be killed there. And only one of them will stay with him. Other two will be gone. Jesus reveals his glory to us if we are part of his team. If you are part of the team, you experience him on prayer in your life. You experience his blessing, his mighty power, his care. You know how really he cares about you. But you also suffered with him. Being in his team doesn't save us from suffering, from disasters, from disease and illnesses, from catastrophes in our lives. No. But we are in team with him. He is always with us. And he can guide us through the darkness days of our life. But the basic question is still that same. Who are you? Or where you are? Are you in team with Jesus? Or you are his fan? And I ask you, if you are a fan, would you like to change your position and come to and join us in game? If you don't have this desire and you think that I am okay when I am where I am now, maybe you can pray, God, give me this desire to become team player. Give me this desire to grow in friendship with you, to make decision yes for you. We have this big crisis in the church today because so many of us are simply fans. So many of us take back seats from the church life and from the faith. So many of us don't know who really Jesus is, don't know his face, don't hear his words, don't experience his guidance. We take back seats and the world takes over us. Because there is not enough players on the field to defend the church and defend his kingdom. We need you there. Wolves need you as a team members, not as a fans only. So I again ask you who you are. Are you fans of Jesus or are you team players? And I pray for you that you may have courage to become real team members, who have courage to suffer for kingdom of God, who have courage to spend time on prayer, who have courage to choose good things in your life. It is possible only with God's grace. And this is why we are here, to receive enough so we'll be able to play the game.